From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. So today is a fun day for us here at Boise State Public Radio. Our meet and greet series, another round, is going to be in Twin Falls this afternoon. And that is where we are finding our All Things Considered host, Troy Oppy, who is joining us from the Yellow Brick Cafe in Twin Falls. Hey, Troy.
Hi, Gemma. We are here. We're having a great time so far. Folks can come down and say hi. We'll do another round. You can make a donation. You get a cool Boise State Public Radio tumbler, and you get a coffee drink included with that. Now that we have the membership announcement out of the way, we're also going to be hosting All Things Considered live this afternoon with some conversations and stories specifically about the Magic Valley and all that's leading up to a panel event tonight, a discussion on issues facing the Hispanic community here. It's going to be moderated by Cesar Perez. He is the Jerome Center Director and Hispanic Community Liaison. He is here with me now, and we wanted to get a preview of tonight's panel. What's your goal with the panel discussion tonight?
Hi, Troy. First of all, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for making the scenic drive over. Beautiful
Absolutely.
Day out there. So, yeah, you know, it's a great opportunity for the community to come over and really listen to our panelists as they discuss issues that impact the Latinx community in terms of employment, immigration, workforce, and really, you know, how do we build strengths and bridges to continue to unite the community, the ever-growing Latinx community.
What's a topic that maybe you're most excited to talk about tonight?
You know, I really am looking forward to perhaps talking a little bit about some of the issues that a lot of our immigrants have been facing, such as DACA. You know, that's been a hot topic lately. Also, maybe some of the shifting demographics, too. You know, as the declining birth rates come down and baby boomers retire, we're seeing some offsetting trends here in the Magic Valley where immigration and migration have been increasing. So it'll be interesting to kind of hear from our panelists, you know, how do we use that and leverage that to our strengths to continue to develop a strong workforce, go on rates with college, and really serve that population greatly.
And I'm hoping I can jump in for a minute too, if I could. Cesar, I'm curious, is there a difference in the type of issues you're hearing that people are concerned with? And what I mean by that is, is the Hispanic population concerned about different issues than the non-Hispanic population? And I ask that because I think it's important that you know, as a white person myself, that we understand that there may be things that we don't understand that's impacting our Hispanic community.
You know, that's a great question. One of the areas that I know have been near and dear to some of our Latinx population has been the American dream in terms of becoming a Latin-owned business. And so we've started to see a little bit more of that traction over the last 5-10 years. But many of them have been asking, how do we develop those inroads, right? How do we develop and to get that awareness of those resources that are needed? Because, you know, the Hispanic buying power is about $1.9 trillion as of the year 2020. So those are some of the things that I think non-Hispanic individuals are probably wanting to know, well, how do I work with that industry, right? If we want to continue to keep our economy strong and going.
We're going to have a broader conversation later during All Things Considered with you. We're also going to hear from Perry Gardner. She's an associate professor of political science at CSI. She talked with me about redistricting and specifically the attention that candidates should maybe be paying to the Hispanic population in the Magic Valley, specifically in Jerome County, where 37% of that county's population is Hispanic, and one-third of the total eligible voters in Jerome County are Hispanic. What should candidates be doing? What should they be thinking about as a way to engage with this largely underrepresented population at the polls?
You know, we've started to see a little bit more of an awareness about the impact of the Latino growth in that population and that percentage you mentioned. A lot of that has to deal with our students becoming younger and younger. As we talked about the birth rates, you look at some of the schools, the high school is over 50% Hispanic. Mm-hmm. The children where my children attend, the elementary schools, they're about 60%. So they're starting to realize the importance of working together on some common challenges. And I'll give you an example. We ran a school bond a year ago. And that was the first time that I can recall that we put together some bilingual signage and marketing to be able to help people understand what it is to go through a bond, but some of the ins and outs, right, about levy rates, things that are important, right, when you're looking at that as a property owner, as someone that lives in that area. So I foresee us continuing to do that. I realize, too, that the Latino population is also interested about, well, how do I become a U.S. citizen to be able to have that voting privilege? So we're starting to see some more demand in that area to become a U.S. citizen. So the college has responded well by providing some bilingual citizenship courses. So those are some of the things that we're trying to do to address and reduce that equity gap.
Cesar Perez will moderate a panel discussion tonight at the College of Southern Idaho on issues facing the Hispanic community in the Magic Valley. We're going to have more with him during All Things Considered this afternoon. We'll be live here at the Yellow Brick Cafe in Twin Falls. You can come down and say hi. Many more conversations and stories still to come. So join us 3 until 6 this afternoon. Gemma?
Well, Troy, so looking forward to all of this. And for folks who maybe just joined mid-conversation, we've been chatting with Cesar Perez. He's the College of Southern Idaho Jerome Center Director and Hispanic Community Liaison, who is also moderating our panel discussion on Latino issues in Idaho and the Magic Valley. That'll be tonight at 6 p.m. It'll be on the CSI campus in Twin Falls. And Troy Oppy, our All Things Considered host, will also be there. They were joining us from the Yellow Brick Cafe in Twin Falls, where Troy will be hosting this afternoon's program live with more from Cesar and other stories and conversations in the Magic Valley. So be sure to tune in this afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m. right here on BSPR.